Welcome to Boston Basic Income. I'm Alex Howlett. Boston Basic Income is a weekly basic income discussion group that has been streaming live on YouTube since May of 2018. We used to meet in person, but since the coronavirus crisis began, our sessions have been completely online, and we have no plans to go back. Our new online-only format allows us to bring in guests and perspectives from around the world. So we like to talk about basic income here. The term basic income can mean different things to different people. The broad definition of basic income that we use for our discussions is a regular income unconditionally paid to every individual person. We often use the term basic income interchangeably with universal basic income, unconditional basic income, or UBI. For the purposes of Boston Basic Income, these terms mean exactly the same thing. Importantly, basic income doesn't have to be an amount that meets people's basic needs, though many people believe that such an amount is achievable. It doesn't have to be paid out by a government, though many people imagine that it is likely to work this way. It doesn't necessarily correspond to a taxation system, though many people believe that taxation is necessary to offset a basic income. The implementation of a basic income doesn't necessarily imply anything about changes to other forms of government spending. The interval of the basic income payout is unspecified in the definition, though many people's intuition is that a shorter interval is smoother and more efficient. Not everyone in our discussions is a basic income supporter or a basic income expert. When we first started as an in-person meetup group, our name was Basic Income Discussion and Debate. We like to engage with diverse perspectives. If you're looking for oversimplified, feel-good, pro-basic income propaganda, look somewhere else. At Boston Basic Income, we recognize the intellectual framework surrounding the idea has not yet solidified. Our intention is to deepen the conversation by exploring areas of disagreement. Personally, I have some fairly strong opinions about basic income, and if you only listened to me, you'd get bored pretty quickly. Part of the reason we've been able to keep this up for over 2 years is due to a diversity of opinion and a continuous influx of fresh perspectives. You might think that after all this time we would have run out of things to talk about, but we keep things fresh by focusing on a different subtopic each week and exploring how that subtopic relates to basic income. Popular past subtopics have included land value tax, Andrew Yang, consumer monetary theory, workism, the nature of poverty, utopianism, inequality, and basic income versus a job guarantee. To view these discussions and more, you can visit youtube.com/bostonbasicincome. Our live discussions take place on Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Boston time, which is Eastern Time, United States. And starting with our August 26th, 2020 discussion, our sessions will be available for listening via your podcast platform on the next day. The topic for our quote-unquote podcast premiere is going to be Power to Say No. Some basic income skeptics worry that it will cause people to stop working. Meanwhile, some basic income proponents say that the power to say no to a job is a feature, not a bug. To what extent does basic income cause people to stop working? Does it matter? To kick things off, our podcast premiere session will host 7 featured guests who are experts on basic income. Michael Lewis, Kate McFarland, Diane Pagen, Conrad Shaw, Carl Weiderquist, Derek Van Gorder, and Alma Zalecki. Though we often have featured guests at Boston Basic Income, our discussions are open to the public. If you'd like to actively participate, you can join through our Facebook or Meetup events. You can find our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/BostonBasicIncome. And you can find our Meetup group at meetup.com/BostonBI. You don't have to have an economics background to participate. Not everyone is going to be an expert on everything. Furthermore, we approach the subject of basic income from an intellectual rather than a political perspective. If our discussion helps fuel your intellectual curiosity around basic income, then we have succeeded. Hope to see you soon.